Staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
today we're drinking Christmas beers.
The Christmas beers that we're going to be trying today are from Rogue Ales out in Portland, Oregon, Santa's Private Reserve Holiday Stout. Then from Left Hand in Longmont, Colorado, the Nitro Candy Cane Imperial Milk Stout. Actually, I've been sort of interested, if morbidly so, to try. From the Lost Abbey Brewing Company in Vista, California, a Mary Taj IPA. Spetzel Brewery in Shiner, Texas, the Shiner Holiday Cheer Dunkelweizen. Abita Brewing Company in Abita Springs, Louisiana, is their Christmas Ale. And here in Nashville from Fat Bottom Brewing, Noel Spiced Christmas Ale. And if there's time, there might be a surprise beer or 10.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more suds.
Ho, ho, ho.
Don't call me that.
She's just staring right at Kendall, again? Carl, and Mike.
Is that a family greeting?
It's only the best family greeting. Isn't this the South? Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where when a fat guy with a beard wants you to sit on his lap, it could be Santa.
And I did.
Or again, it could be good old boy Dave. And no, that's not a candy cane.
Or government cabinet
pocket
member.
Man, this was so gratuitous.
You stepped right into the wind, you know?
Well, I am your host, good old gal Juliana. Joining me at the table today is good old boy Kendall.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Isn't it, though?
Happy to be here.
What was that? Good old boy, wow. Carl. Hello.
The weather outside is frightful.
Good old boy, Mike.
Is that jolly or just not indicted yet?
And good old boy, Dave.
You see, little fellow, every year I shine up my jingle bells for 8 lucky reindeer.
It's that guy. That's what I'm talking about.
Never listened to that quite that way before.
Jingle bells are
out of context.
Shiny.
That really is creepy.
Well, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yes.
Every beer you drink.
And drink.
That's right. It's that time. Though for those special end of the year, one-off batches that the breweries make.
Is it for special people? Like
sometimes.
Dave again?
Special or
short bus beer?
Yeah. Well, and it's these one-off batches that happen after you run out of the pumpkin beer.
Hence. Oh, thank goodness.
There's that. Today, we're drinking Christmas beers. Good old boy Carl, would you mind giving us today's lineup?
Yes, no problem. All right. The Christmas beers that we're going to be trying today are from Rogue Ales out in Portland, Oregon, Santa's Private Reserve Holiday Stout. Then from Left Hand in Longmont, Colorado, the Nitro Candy Cane Imperial Milk Stout, which I've seen at all the grocery stores and have actually been sort of interested, if morbidly so, to try. From the Lost Abbey Brewing Company in Vista, California, a Meritage IPA. Spetzel Brewery in Shiner, Texas, the Shiner Holiday Cheer Dunkelweizen. Abita Brewing Company in Abita Springs, Louisiana, is their Christmas Ale. And here in Nashville from Fat Bottom Brewing, Noel Spiced Christmas Ale. And if there's time, there might be a surprise beer or 10.
Probably.
He knows us so well. All right, good old boy, Mike. Why don't you give us the suds ratings for today and your best Santa Claus?
Oh, yes. Ho, 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 ho. We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sound, boys and girls.
Sounds like Barney.
He's here a cartoon bear.
Here are those rating now.
Look, it's a bass. It's like the bass, you know, shows, you know.
You've been tearing up Rolls Royces in a bear suit. Yes,
I know. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a lump of coal in my stocking.
It's kind of like Walter Cronkite, you know, meets Santa.
Number two, what was the missing piece from the toy I just spent 3 hours trying to put together?
You kind of read that correctly.
Kind of Howard Cosell.
Number three. Ah, what a relief. I did all the holiday shopping online this year, boys and girls.
It is Cronkite.
Number four. A body should, ho, 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 really not make that sound after 3 cups of eggnog. And number five, on Dasher, on Dancer, on... I can't name all the...
All right the here. Strippers?
Listen. Listen to that hang time. Give me a slice of fantastic fruitcake from 1984.
Thank you. I'm here for the next 40 minutes, people. It's okay. Give it up. I know, yes.
Okay.
Watch all those holiday classics, you know.
If only the beers could be worthy of that performance.
I could have done it as, like, Eddie, you know, in Christmas Vacation, you know, as well. That was the other choice.
You serious, Clark?
Yes.
Okay, Nomies, let's get to it. First one that we are going to talk about is from Rogue, and it is their Santa's Private Reserve Mocha Stout. This comes in at 6.7% ABV, introducing Santa's Private Reserve 2024 with Portland Coffee Roasters. The festive brew captures the holiday spirit in every sip. Perfect for Santa and anyone needing a holiday lift.
Mike, we want to hear from you, not only as a beer guy, but also as a coffee nerd. Like, what's your...
Well, yeah, the first thing that strikes me is,
smell of coffee.
Adjuncts without balance, this is it, you know, in a nutshell. This was neither a good coffee nor a good beer before either one started. And combining the cup are just not working well together.
You think this is that coffee that's from that cat poop?
No, it is not. It is not meerkat.
There's no way.
The elephant poop.
A lot of times with beers with coffee in them, I start getting green bell pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
is that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't really get a lot of pepper on this.
Really,
do you?
Call me, people.
No, I don't get that in this. In fact, I actually like this beer. I'm going to disagree with
really?
Mike. I think it's got a lot of flavor up front, and then it fades, and you think it's going to be this heavy, just lingering aftertaste,
and it's not.
It just disappears. It's like you maybe drink a cup of coffee
down really
15 minutes
things,
ago.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry.
Like it.
I do too. Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think this is. It finishes nice and dry, which I like. I didn't expect it to. I expected there to be a like lactose slap at the finish.
That's
true. There's not.
I'll give it that.
I like it. It's more coffee than it is stout to me. Mm-hmm. But,
very true. But it's not in check. Yeah. It's just, you know, it just tastes like two watery messes that are just fighting out, you know, on my palate that are just neither one of them are winning at the end of the day. Yeah.
Could you go back into your Santa voice? It was nicer.
Ho, ho, ho. This beer sucks. Boys and girls, you should not make this again. So, yeah.
I guess I'm an outlier because I'm digging it.
No, I like it too.
Mike's the outlier.
I think he is.
I am.
But I don't know. Dave hasn't spoken up yet.
No, I mean, like I said, I like it.
I just...
You wouldn't have a second glass of it.
I just... It's... I get the coffee. I'm just wondering where the stout is.
Yeah. It's like two things that are apart from each other. There's the stout over here. There's the coffee over here. And none shall cross, except they're in this glass together. And they just don't belong together.
Can we say for a Christmas-style beer that these are really not designed to be drank in more than one per sitting?
To be consumed? No, right. Absolutely, Carl. I would not consume this beer.
Well, so. I think a lot of these, I'm aging myself a little bit, but like this is the kind of thing that would show up in a 750 milliliter bottle at a Christmas party and everybody would go, crack
where's
around.
The Irish whiskey?
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you say that anytime?
Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm thinking that right now. But it's, I think with
this
these,
actually would be nice with the lovely little touch of red breast. But anyways,
I think it's very rare that breweries make holiday or Christmas beers that are like designed to stand the test of time. It's just like,
Man, we've had some really good ones. The Noel beer from, what's the name of that?
Belgian.
Yes,
brewery.
The Belgian. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Delirium. That thing is off the hook.
But that's kind of an exception to the rule, though. But I think for what this is nice. I do.
I feel confident that we're going to find something that we all like less than this.
I'm gonna vote with my fingers and move on for sure. Yeah.
And
yeah, I'll go there.
Yeah, we're gonna go four. Mike, you're outvoted.
I didn't like it. So
stop going rogue, Mike.
Santa wants another beer.
I actually got a second pour of it. I really like it.
Huh. Cool. And you know, online they're. I guess Rogue will has a 24-pack.
It's a better stout
and
than
it's
a
all
great
sold
coffee.
Out.
I will
Isn't
say
that cool?
24-pack.
It's only 6.7% too, so which is nice. It's not just.
It's
big,
just enough
high
right.
gravity beer. It's
right.
just enough.
It's enough to leave the party and move on.
No, I'm.
That's exactly what
it's
I
so
do.
Grumpy.
I think Carl predicted Carl's prediction's about to come true.
I'm not the pissed off elf in the lineup.
So I should also say that I'm again dating myself. Years ago when I was in college, we used to have marching band rehearsal on Tuesday nights, and it was Tuesday night was under the lights, and so we'd march. I'm in Ithaca, New York, so it would get real cold.
Yeah.
And I was drum major, and so one year they made.
Did you have a special dance too in the beginning?
I mean, of course you do.
Okay.
I'm too old and fat to do it now, but so we, somebody brought me a cup of hot chocolate, and what it was boiled peppermint schnapps with a hot chocolate packet in it.
Yep. That's describing this next beer for
and
sure.
And so I really don't like mint in beer at all, or really, I hardly drink mint at all.
Yeah.
Ever since then. So
yeah,
PTSD.
When I saw this can on the shelf in the grocery store, I thought, I wonder if that's going to taste like peppermint schnapps with hot chocolate mix in
it. So what we're talking about, folks, is the Candy Cane Nitro from Left Hand Brewing. This is 9.5% ABV. Take a walk down Candy Cane Lane and experience the aromas of rich chocolate, fresh peppermint, and a hint of coffee. Interesting. It's an imperial milk stout with peppermint added. And we all know Left Hand's milk stout, plus or minus on that.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Because it's been around forever.
This tastes like it's been around forever.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, it's just kind of washed out.
You know, the aroma on here is not offensive.
You're
we'll
right
be back
there.
In just
well,
a minute.
I agree.
You can say that about me.
No, you can't.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and
Welcome back, everyone. Today we have got our lights on, trees out, the aroma of pine needles.
Rescue aisle five.
While we're talking about this beer, I want you guys to be thinking about like
the dog yakking on a bone.
Yes. Well, sure.
For sure.
But also...
Like, Kendall's yakking on a bone.
He killed.
He got it up.
Thank you, left hand. You just killed Kendall. Yeah.
So I'm not going to say who said this before the break was, this is just a really bad toothpaste that, you know, needs to be spit out. But that is totally probably the best description, of this.
Before the break, we started talking about the Candy Cane Nitro Imperial Peppermint Milk Stout from Left Hand
Brewing.
None
of those words should go together.
Well, so, you know, when we start talking about mint beers, I will tell you the first beer that comes to my mind is the Girl Scout Mint Chocolate Chip Cookie from Perennial.
Yes.
You know, that was a really
good
mint chocolate beer. I loved what Phil did with that. I thought it was a really great, rendition. It did
justice to the greatest Girl Scout cookie.
It did, it was justice to a great beer.
They made a tag-along beer?
Get
out.
It was really good. So, and I think every mint beer that I've ever had after that has just tasted like crap, including this one. It is a muddled mess.
It's very counterintuitive to say the words mint and beer together. Yes. Anyways,
it's exceptionally difficult to deal with.
I would say that, whoever was standing there with the mint syrup just should have stopped at one.
We should make a spearmint saison. That would be the greatest thing ever.
No. I almost heard Caperton's head explode in the middle of that discussion. Oh. Yes.
He will
I'm going to stab somebody. If somebody makes a mint saison, I'm going to stab him.
I have to say this about Left Hand, okay? Because I feel like on this show, we only ever pick up Left Hand beers when we're doing some weird theme, like it's a pumpkin thing or it's a Christmas thing or something. So at some point, we should probably do a Left Hand show of some of their normal beers. But every time we do one of these, it's like it's one of the worst beers in the flight. And this one is like, daggum, man.
Not great. I really think the Nitro hurts this. I really think... Like, maybe the beer in theory could be good, like a
because it's so muted
it needs a pop, and you're going to get that from the carbonation. The nitro just kind of washes out the flavors.
And I've had plenty of beers with mint in them that have been over the top mint. In this, I will say they do seem to have dealt with the mint gently. No. But because it's nitro and there's no sparkle, like there's no like CO2 zip on the back end, it
lingers.
Yeah, like, and I don't know.
I don't even think this would be good on tap. Like if
it's just not good.
No, yeah, it just doesn't work.
Fast forward me to Gingerbread Village. Let's,
We're gonna.
Oh yeah, we're lucky number one on
the one finger salute.
One.
Yeah, sorry, Left. Do better.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, wait, before...
export that to Idaho.
Okay, so while you're thinking about this beer, I want everybody to think about what is your favorite Christmas movie? Because
Kendall.
I know what mine is.
Well, let's spotlight Kendall for a moment.
Well,
Kendall,
we should always spotlight Kendall.
What is your favorite Christmas movie? What puts you in the mood? What makes you...
Whoa. The Christmas mood,
okay,
Kendall.
Sorry, the Christmas
mood. Yeah, I've got to go with a classic. It's... It's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, all the way.
I'm telling you. I have a strong second, but...
I pledge allegiance to the Republic of the United States of America.
So many quotable lines.
Yeah?
I mean, every time when the family sits down to grace at a holiday meal, I go,
grace!
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I mean, Chevy Chase's tirade is honestly...
Oh, when he gets his gift card instead of a bonus?
Yes. That tirade is genuinely one of the greatest moments in film.
Yeah.
Period. Hot take. Greatest moment in film.
The whole movie.
Everybody
so
should have a cousin Eddie.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Everybody that doesn't have a cousin Eddie.
We've all had that neighbor too.
I think
Todd, if you don't go over there and take care of it right now.
No, I love that movie. It's just it's a Christmas treat. There's a few others that I really like, but yeah, that's my favorite.
What about you, Carl? What's your
good? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, old school. Yeah. Wow.
Right. Yeah, classics. I cry every time. It's embarrassing. The kids are like, "Dad, seriously?" Like, just even in the very beginning, like when the little blinky lights are talking to each other.
I do the same thing with the first Deadpool movie.
Are you
that's
the guy?
My bad ear, Mr. Gower. Oh my gosh.
So
what about you, Mike? What's yours?
I really love Christmas Vacation. I would say right behind that is A Christmas Story. Okay. You know, it's the Red Ryder BB gun story is absolutely just priceless. And, you know, we used it in a clip for an award. It is, you know, it's a really big award, you know. So it's just when they're putting up the lamp in the window. I mean, I'm sorry, but that is way too funny for me. I die laughing every time, you know. He's standing out there at the street with a neighbor going, a little bit to the left, a little bit to the left, you know. It's like, you know, I mean, sorry, that is just really hilarious.
So I have a sort of a tie. I'm going to be the Juliana on this one. Die Hard, to me, is the best Christmas movie
that there's ever been. Go along with that.
But then also Home Alone. I think those two are two of the best Christmas movies.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I had not watched Home Alone in probably 10, 15 years, and me and June watched it last year at Christmas.
The John Candy
it's such
part,
a great movie.
Yep. Dude, it's like his part in it. I think they had him for a day to shoot. And like John Candy, to me, is like one of the greatest comedic actors of his.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing was improvised.
Yeah, right.
Like, there was no script for that. They were just like, John, do your thing.
Yeah.
And he did it so well.
It was incredible.
Yeah, the Polka King of, I can't even remember, but it was just.
I know.
Ypsilanti or something.
And that just spoke to all the ancestors.
You know, polka, the polka twist. Yeah, it was killer. How about you?
I have to say, to a degree, Die Hard, because I wouldn't be my husband's wife if I wasn't. Which is, I mean, it is. Like, we watch it every year.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mom.
But I also like those, like, dorky little animated, you know, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You like the Rankin Bass.
Just, like, because there's something creepy but yet cool
it's
about all
like
of them.
My Santa voice.
So
exactly.
The one that didn't come up that I'm surprised nobody said is my second favorite, which is Elf.
Yes.
Is a really funny
movie. I really
can't
say.
Yeah. Okay.
Third favorite would be Bad Santa, but that's a different show.
Well, that's another time. Yes. Okay.
Back to bad beer.
Let's get to another beer. So this one is from the Lost Abbey.
Mary Taj.
In Vista, California. And this is Mary Taj. The name Mary Taj IPA pays homage to the holiday celebration going on from sea to sea, encapsulating the hope of a new year. It's also a play on a term from the wine world, maritage.
Mike?
Maritage?
Yeah, so maritage is a bad idea in wines, but...
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's a good idea for.
Although they say it's a damn fine blend of
it
hops
is.
In this
That's
case.
That's just it. It's it's usually a blend from hell that, you know, of all the winemakers unintended
all the stuff they couldn't get rid of.
Pretty much, yeah. That's what I. This is a really well crafted beer.
Yeah.
That's the thing that strikes me right off the bat is that. This was just something that was really good to start with, and they actually made it better. I don't know what they did, you know, beyond what they started with, but this seems like it started off as a simple IPA that kind of moved along into the point that I would actually declare probably a double. I mean, it's a big beer.
It's 8.5% ABV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this beer makes me think about Kendall and I's favorite beer of this time of the year.
Yeah.
Sierra Nevada Celebration. Mm-hmm. It's not on this list, but it's
similar.
Bingo. This has all that West Coast piney, you know,
big
components.
West Coast
to it.
Bitter caramel.
Absolutely.
Like you're outside
Cascade
in the
hops all day long.
Yeah.
This also reminds me of something that, what is that Anchor would do too?
Steam.
Their Christmas ale?
Yeah. The Christmas ale. You know what I mean? And it just like, it harkens me to a vintage time when like beer was kind of in your face, like, you know, kind of hop-wise and wasn't full of all the spices and things like that.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It is a classic West Coast double IPA back in the days when there was caramel malt in them and some aggressive bitterness. And it's really well balanced. So
what they said about this was that, like, you know, the Lost Abbey, they're known for, like, sours and, like, all these different things. But at the end of the day, they're all still hop heads, too.
Yeah.
And I think they did a great job with this.
Great beer.
Yeah, terrific.
I would have felt like this had been something actually produced more by Sierra Nevada, you know, or Lagunitas. It just has, you know, all of those big, booming, you know, West Coast IPA hops to them. And yet I really find that this is incredibly well executed. Very, you know, it has a great finish. It has a great start. I love this beer. This is very well made.
Yep, that's an excellent beer.
Yeah, and for people that don't like, you know, dark stouts, this is really for you. Like, this is...
You could take this to a holiday party.
If there's anything to flush out of the candy cane men out of my mouth, it would be this, and it works really well.
This is going to be a good beer with a lot of big holiday foods, especially rich, fatty foods.
Oh, yeah.
This will stand up.
Oh, yeah. All day long with cranberry.
You know what, Mike? Why don't we mix a little bit of this with a little bit of that candy cane stuff and see what you think.
Negative.
Come on, Mike.
It's already happened on my palate.
That'll be our Christmas present.
This just completely scraped everything away, and I love it. So, really great beer all day long.
Yay to Lost Abbey. This one, the Mary Taj, we're going to rate a 5.
When I was picking all these out, I was like, this is going to be an outlier one way or the other.
It's either going to be awesome.
I think the only thing I'm disappointed about with that beer is it's gone, and I need more. So,
there's another can. Yeah. So
there we go. Good. Great beer.
Yeah, that is pretty tasty. Yeah. Okay, Kendall.
That's right. Sorry, is that your mating call?
Maybe.
That's my love language.
Give us, when you think of the holidays, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Like Christmas holidays.
Wow.
I mean, whether it's like family, friends, tradition that you and your wife do, or what?
It's just that the time slows down and you get to spend a few days with family that you normally don't get. And that's kind of what I like about it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We call it the land where time forgot, you know, where it's just people kind of wander in and out of your world and whenever I work in a bar, right? So it's just people wander in. They don't know where they are, what day it is. Yeah.
Hey, it's Carl here. He gives me free drinks.
I'm not sure we've met.
You may be thinking of another Carl.
Yeah, probably.
Different part of it.
Mike, like, you know, now you're like grandpa times two. Like, what are the holidays for you?
Oh, you know, it's very easy for me to say, right. It's tradition from my mom's family that goes back a very long time. I mean, probably over 150 years. We make a recipe that spans time and space. They're aniseed cookies, and we make them, and I am the grandchild that, you know, kept that tradition going, and I'm in the process of ushering this on to my own kids. And actually, I was working on making the cookie dough right before production day today. So my wife does not like aniseed. But she still loves the tradition, and it gives us, you know, a great time together, you know, around a table just to sit and decorate and have fun. And I'm looking forward to doing that, you know, with my grandchildren as well. So,
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's a very good time. We used to make a whole lot of these. We used to make probably upwards of, you know, 6 or 7 dozen, give them away as gifts, but we would decorate for almost like 2-3 solid days. And that turned off the fun factor out of this. So,
started becoming a job,
and I decided to get back to, you know, a little closer of just sticking with tradition, and, you know, for us to enjoy really making the cookies as much as we love to give them away. My twist on this very long tradition is that we used to wind up with a lot of cookies that didn't quite make it. You know, we'd have a gingerbread man that was missing a foot or an arm, or we would wind up with, you know, a 5-pointed star that wound up being a 4-pointed star. And so we,
added to the tradition of making misfit cookies. And so we actually have a whole batch of cookies that just basically don't make the cut.
The island of misfit cookies.
And so we actually have a whole thing that's a